The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We thank the Lord for yet another night.
And
I welcome each and every one of you to the continuation of our 100-day prayer festival. This month, we're fasting. Coming your way from Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny. Beloved, this tonight, we are continuing with the 11th hour declarations that we made. So our theme tonight is, that's what is written there, ending the reign of unyielding and seizing battles, evil plotters, wicked advices, etc. Wicked advices, etc. We are here to end the reign of some things in your life. We are here to end the reigns of battles. The main text that is connected to that is Psalm 46. Verse 9. Psalm 46. Verse 9. Let us begin with verse 7. Of Psalm 46. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see, yes, amen to that. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he has brought on the earth. What is that desolation? He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He bends the shields with fire. Let's continue to verse 11.
It's also...
He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I said, the Lord Almighty is with us.
Amen.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Amen.
The Lord Almighty is with us.
Amen.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, one of the things the devil does is to make us feel guilty.
So, Obamaya, ya bring bonibi anasi, ya think asi ya ebo adibi enye.
So that even scriptures like this, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. You look at yourself and you think you don't qualify for this. Some voice is telling you,
and maybe catch it all.
As if this is just written down. Look. That is how the devil is cheating us. I'm telling you, guilt.
So why do you move for
guilt?
Accusing
us.
Ototo ya no.
Because he's the accuser of the brethren.
Ayo ototo enyanama no.
That is legal term, devil.
Bonsam.
Devil.
Bonsam.
You see, the Bible says that you are a covenant child of God.
So let's say, we are nyame apamba.
He said he didn't come to die for angels. So
na Yesu, we me wu ama abofu.
He came to die for you.
Oba be wu onipa daseni.
You are not covenant. You see, the devil doesn't want you to understand these things.
Na obonsa mpese obeti science me ase.
Because the moment you understand these things,
na unya ti ase pa,
and begin to live by them.
Na ofia se etna e wo science mu mu a.
The devil's activities in your life has ended.
I'm
telling you, it has ended. It has ended. Battles are not good. Look at all the nations in the world, just West Africa, where they had fought battles. No progress. Battles come to terminate progress. Battles come to disorganize systems. Yes.
Amen.
Battles. Battles are not good. And the Bible says that living here on earth is a battle. This earth is a war zone. We are in a war zone. You have been born into a war zone. I'm not talking about physical war. I am talking about spiritual war. The Bible says that we are not fighting against flesh and blood. According to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, but we are fighting against principalities and powers. Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes.
Amen.
We are fighting with evil forces. Because it is this evil forces that manipulate and control the physical. Them influence human beings. Human beings against each other. They
come
to fusions. They cast thoughts. The enemy fights with thoughts. And what we see and what we hear. Battles, wars distract you.
Now, they
take off your mind from the most important things. Look, people are battling with health. There is a sickness. There are people who in the night, at a particular time of the night, they have to take some medicine. You haven't met people with different diseases before. As we are seated there right now, do you know why, ushers, I wanted to tell them, do you know why some people don't like to sit at some places? Because of their medical condition. Some people are asthmatic. The other day we came to church.
Sorry.
And just after church, a lady was attacked with asthma. Seriously.
Sorry, asthma.
I understand that somebody with a strong perfume just passed in front of her. Passed by her to take her seat.
Somebody with
a strong perfume passed in front of her. And she breathed the perfume. After church, she collapsed. Perfume. You see, that's a battle. And you are going to live all your life? Look, there are some companies when they pick you. There are some perfumes you have to use. Look, some companies before you work there, they teach you hygiene. How to keep yourself. You have to deodorize yourself. Perfume yourself. What are you talking about? But here you are. They say asthma. So already, the asthma has already disqualified you.
Asthma, no.
You can't work in the bank. You can't work in certain departments. Because of asthma.
I'm yare asthma.
So see, you are worried with asthma. Look, there are different battles. Mental battles, emotional battles, financial battles, marital battles, health battles. Before now, spiritual battle.
And sana abahu
as for spiritual battles, they have no end. We can't even see the spirit we are fighting. I like what Madam Dinah Hammond, the singer. Is it Dinah Hammond?
Yes.
That thing opened my mind.
I see now sing your kind of being out you mopay.
The song she sang here.
And you be about to her.
During the 60th birthday celebration.
And the word is
here. Why the enemy see us? We don't see them. The spirit see us. But we don't see them. I am telling you. The spirit. They see us. Because we are physical. But we don't see them. Because they are spiritual. Because they are not physical. They don't have a body. You see, I pity naturalists. People who are just natural. They take everything natural. You die early. You will live a limited life. Because
we say
spirit control. Physical things. Look, when God created man, first the natural. And then the spiritual. What gave man life? It was when God breathed into the clay that he has formed. According to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. A few years ago, I was praying at Chimota Forest. I was walking around when God just opened my eyes and I saw how Adam was created. I saw a huge person lying. Adam was a giant.
Adam was a giant.
And then I saw human being. And I just saw that something like cloud came to settle. And suddenly, the clay started changing. Started changing. I was watching. And then life entered. But you know, spirits are not supposed to operate here on earth. Unless they are given permission. That's why spirits are very close to human beings. It's when you grant them permission. That is when they can enter you and work through you. How do we give them permission? Anger, unchecked. Sexual immorality. Our language. The way we express ourselves. When challenges come.
Say, I can see Eba.
These are the ways we open ourselves to them.
It
doesn't mean that we should not get angry. No. But the Bible says that you don't let the sun go down on your
eyes.
It doesn't mean that we can forget ourselves and
spread.
But after that you say, Lord, I withdraw this way. Devil, you cannot use them. I take away your
lancet.
I spoke them. I withdraw them. And so, beloved, there are only two people that can bring wars to an end. When we look at Psalm 46 verse 9 that we are using. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He bends the shields with fire. Verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the air. Say, Lord, be exalted in my life. Be exalted in my life. In this situation, be exalted. Be exalted. Be exalted. According to your word, be exalted. Manifest yourself and be exalted. The Bible is the greatest prayer book. Let me tell you, when you are praying scripture,
it
is the prayer that Satan cannot stop. There are three kinds of prayers that Satan has no power.
Praying
the scriptures. Speaking in tongues. And pray under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
That is
when the Holy Spirit takes over the words. You haven't premeditated them. Speaking somewhere. I just
come.
I've marked my Bible. You see, SP.
Special prayers.
This Bible, since I started using it.
Strategy prayers.
I started using it in 1985. Take everything out, give me life. And give me all of this Bible. I am okay. I have over 50 Bibles.
Oh, but just say,
but Bible commentaries. In my office, you go there, there are about 30 Bible commentaries. This particular one. I don't play with it. Because of what God has taught me in it. That is why my prayers don't fail. You see, you don't just get up and pray. Prayer is like a gun. The words you are speaking are the bullets that you are firing. That is why when you are praying, like the deacon said, MC, look, your heart and your mind must be aware of what you are praying. You don't just pray, then it should be mouth exercise. When your mind is moving around malata.
Oh, but kata la basa kata. Now what you answer in a malata? Antisa.
You are talking to a living God.
Oni nyamia otia sina ekasa.
You are not talking to a tree.
Eye diabi na kasa chileno.
A rock.
And now a botain.
Even trees and rock, they have life. We can command them. Only we are not to worship them. They are rather to serve us.
One
and to minister to us. There are two people that can end your wars. God. And the other one. And you.
And
the
one,
Gasa. God.
Nyame.
And you.
Anyone, Kasa.
We command our wars and our battles to
cease.
And tonight we are also going to command evil and wicked plotters. In fact, we pray this prayer during the 11th hour, 11:30.
And just
When we're coming to church.
Yeah, but sorry, no.
Are we yet online? Are we on Podbean? Have we started? Okay.
Yes.
I think Madam Becky is online right now in the United States. She just sent me a testimony. About what this prayer is doing in her life. According to Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 1, evil plotters and wicked advisors in the land, in the city.
Say,
God expose evil plotters, wicked advisors. And there is this person that she has been living with.
She's living with.
This person just started speaking. By you.
Now,
do you think you will prosper? You will never make it in life. And she was shocked.
So,
what is it?
I said, that's
okay. We are not quarreling. By you.
Nah, so.
Don't you know I am God?
Nah, only send me in yami.
She just sent me the audio, the two of us. Not everything I can tell you. But this week, every evil plotter.
Obi
a wicked advisor against your dream, against your testimony, against your destiny. Let them be exposed and be crushed and be shattered. You see, no, look, Sometimes, eh?
I told you, yeah.
Spies, because of our organization of God, they set spies on me. They want to catch me.
I won't be so much here, so for here now Monday, it will be
in some of these prayers we pray. Unfortunately, they are rather being converted.
Now, we pray scripture.
It is in the Bible. Some of them are praying them.
I
was surprised. We went to pastor's meeting and somebody,
the
big man raised a prayer and said, so, so, and so. In the name of Jesus.
I turned
to my wife and said, what did he say? What word did he use? Die?
I said,
who? Who is using die?
Why not the who here, Juma?
Hey! He said, fornication. Die!
Woo!
So, so, and so. Die!
Wait. Woo!
Hey! Wait, Paul. If you are a man, stop praying it and see. Stop chopping it and see. Stop praying it and see. You don't know. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. We have just allowed ourselves to be limited by the flesh. By human traditions and philosophies and psychology and whatever. Thank God I have read so much. The books in the library in my house, I can open a Bible school. I tell people, apart from the big following books that I use for reference, all those books that you see there, I have read them either at least once. Some I have read 5 times.
Ebia, huma na nyina se ankoye kura no. Watima kenkan mu ba ko ba ko bi won so mpenenum awokenkan.
I am a reader.
Are you be awokenkan there pa?
And a prayer warrior.
And I say empire boni.
The two go together. They are two arms.
Eh mienu e ka bom na ye adwuma.
Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the gate of the house of the Lord. That face is dead at the entrance to the gate were 25 men. And I saw among them Jezaniah. Who do we put there? Whose name should we put at the Jezaniah? Son of Azu and Pelatia, son of Benaiah, leaders of the people. Verse 2. The Lord said to me, son of man, these are the men who are plotting evil and give wicked advice in this city. Then the Lord said, prophesy against them. And whilst he was prophesying, Pelatia fell down and died. Today, whilst we are declaring, let them begin to fall. Let them begin to fall. Evil plotters in our families. Evil plotters at our workplaces. Evil plotters in our homes. Evil plotters in our offices. Evil plotters in the church. Evil plotters in this nation. And wicked advices.
And I
verse 13 said, now, as I was prophesying, Pelatia, son of Benaiah, died. Then I fell face down and cried out in a loud voice, ah, sovereign Lord, will you completely destroy the remnant of Israel? The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, your brothers who are your blood relatives and the whole house of Israel are those of whom the people of Jerusalem have said they are far away from the Lord. This land was given to us as our possession. we want to start declaring. Say, my Father in heaven,
I
thank you for tonight. Thank you for this opportunity. My Father in heaven, I come to you as a covenant child. I am your 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 covenant child. Redeemed with the blood of Jesus. I am redeemed with the blood. I am redeemed with the blood. I am bought by the blood. I am birthed by the blood. The Holy Spirit. I am your covenant child. I come to you tonight as your covenant child. Say, my Father in heaven,
anything
in me
that
will cause my prayer not to ascend to your throne, I confess and I renounce. 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 I confess. I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce. I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
I confess and I renounce.
Anything in me that will cause my praise not to ascend to you tonight, my Father in heaven, I confess, I renounce, I confess, I renounce, I confess, I renounce, I confess, I renounce, I confess, I renounce. In Jesus' mighty name. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare blood. I declare the blood. I declare the blood.
I declare the blood.
I enter the presence of God by the blood of Jesus Christ. According to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. I enter the presence of God with the blood of Jesus. I redeem the blood. I am justified by the blood. I am cleansed by the blood. I am redeemed by the blood. I am qualified by the blood. Declare the blood right now. The blood, the blood, the blood.
I declare the blood. I
enter
the presence of God.
I redeem by the blood. I am qualified by the blood.
The blood. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say, my Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we lift the victory banner. We lift the victory banner. Into the atmosphere. We lift the victory banner against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. against spiritual wickedness in high places over this nation, where you are, over this nation, over this nation, over this region, over this city, over this town, over this village, the principalities and powers that hinder prayers, that hinder answers. We live the victory path. 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 We set the victory path.
We live the victory path. We live the victory path. We live the victory path. We live the victory path. Yes, O Lord. I live the victory path. Rakaba libri kiti masada. Libri kuturi adara baba. Ia diri makabra adara baba.
Kataka. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now we are entering to the inner court.
Those
are all preparatory prayers. When you are going to do warfare, you do preparatory prayers.
Everything
we haven't prayed yet. We are just at the outer court preparing ourselves. Now we are launching into the deep. We are entering into the inner court. I am teaching you all this because very soon, for some months, you will not see me standing here. I will be around. Over 20 something years, I've been with you. Always. Doing things.
I don't know,
but now,
Sabri,
I am going to sit down
and
see others doing. So this is a school.
So I is school.
So learn the day you are appointed. You go by the way we have been going, like the way the associate pastors have already been doing. I am telling you this, take it serious because don't joke with me.
I say also we say my infant grow.
People think I just love to stand here. You don't know. It is grace.
Say
now. In the name of Jesus Christ, with the blood of the new covenant, I command every unceasing battle, every unyielding battle going on in my life, every unceasing battle, every unyielding battle, every unceasing battle, every unyielding battle, in the name of Jesus Christ, with the blood of the new covenant. With the blood of the new covenant, I bring your reign to an end. I bring your error to an end. As I clap my hands, you must end now. I bring your reign to an end. Every unceasing and unyielding battle in any area of life. Spiritual battles, mental battles, emotional battles, psychological battles, marital battles, health battles, you must end now. Financial battles, economic battles. Yes. Yes. I bring your reign to an end. I bring your error to an end. Yes, in my life. Yes, in my business. In my family, my career.
I bring your ritual. Na ati se obi ka se ma bo mpa ya bo bo bo.
It's not every prayer that brings answers.
Eye mpa ya bia na di mba.
Target and strategic prayer they bring answers.
Na mpa ya esi ade ne so poti ana se wo bo no kwa bi so no na di mwa.
But God hears every prayer.
Na so nya me dia otie mpa ya bia.
But not every prayer brings answers.
Na so ye mpa ya bia so na de emwa ye eba.
That is why this church is a school of prayer.
That's why
we teach you all this. So that everyone who has through here, you know how to pray strategically. Right now, we want to pray. Say, every unceasing and unyielding battles in my life. I take away your license. I take away your legal hold. Your legal right. Any battle that is unyielding and unceasing in my life, it means you have a legal license. It means you have a license. It means you have a legal right. Tonight, I declare with the blood of the new every unceasing and unyielding battle in my life, I take away your lances. I take away your legal right. As I
I take away your legal rights.
I take away your legal rights, your licenses, your legal rights, your licenses. I take away, 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 I In Jesus' name, say once again, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. With the blood of the new covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ, I command every unceasing and unyielding battle going on in any area of my life. You are commanded to die. You are commanded to cease your reign, your era, your rule has come to an end. As I clap my hands, you must die. Let the battle die. Let the battle cease. Let the battle die. Let the battle cease.
Let the battle cease. Let the battle die. 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 Let the battle cease. Let the battle die.
Unceasing financial battles. Unceasing economic battles. Unceasing career battles. Unceasing marital battles. Unceasing health battles. Health battles. Relational battles, spiritual battles, and sisters, spiritual battles, demonic battles, Shakara Kata, Rakino Kata, your rights has been taken away. You must die now. Your nonsense has been taken away. You must cease now. Your error must come to an end. Career battles.
Let it die.
Say every unceasing battle.
Every
unceasing battle. In this church, against our project, against the growth of this church, as we clap our hands, let that battle die. Let that battle die. Every unceasing battle, a yielding battle, against the growth of this church, against the numerical growth, economical growth, financial growth, against the building project, as we clap our hands. You must die.
Yes,
let that battle die. Yes, let that battle die. 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 Let that battle die.
Let that battle die now.
Let that battle die.
Yes, let that battle die.
Let that battle die. Let that battle die. Let that battle die.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus
Christ.
Every
unseasoned
and unyielding battles against the prophetic word in this church, against the dreams in this church, against pregnancies, against marriages, against businesses, against careers in this church, every unceasing battle and unyielding battle against the members of this church. As we clap our hands with the blood, of the new covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ, let those battles die. Let them die, let them die, let them die, let them die, let them die. Let it 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 die
The Bible says that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit.
That
we are children of God. See, when you are praying, assess yourself. Your atmosphere. The way you feel. Lightness. Joy, peace. That is an indication.
that the prayer is ascending. And results are coming. You see what is going to happen here. We want to go to the second prayer. In Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. We are going to bring the rain.
Of
evil plotters. And wicked advisors. Evil plotters. And wicked advisors. According to Ezekiel chapter 11. Verse 1 and
2.
The Lord said to me, son of man, these are the men. They were 25. This was a vision. You see, let me tell you, sometimes in my ministry, I don't know what it is. Sometimes I say, I am like Jeremiah. Sometimes I say, I'm like Isaiah. Sometimes I say, I am Ezekiel. Because the Spirit transported Ezekiel. The same way the Spirit takes me to your house. I am telling you. In a dream, in a vision. I see myself flying over Accra.
Awoshi area there. Awoshi
be where the Odokono Secondary School is. It's a witch's camp. I fly there.
Oh, too far.
Look at them.
I see here more.
They were wearing black.
No man said to tum tum tum.
And other places.
Any
now can say, oh God, am I Ezekiel now?
Now, my bad denier is Ezekiel Zabriana.
Sometimes I realize I am in your home.
I tell you, who said, what
do you don't know what has kept me in this
only near crime as a free moon.
I will dream.
Obesodaye.
Formally, not now.
And can you know?
Maybe now the deacons have changed. I see them eating.
No, almost say, almost
this one is saying this.
We can't wait.
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 When we come to
the
I
say, you're saying
this.
And to one now can say, I say, eh?
Yes.
Annie.
And then what I, when I wake up.
Now, I'm sorry.
You don't know what has kept me here.
When you cry me,
say revelation.
Eddie.
May God give you revelation.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17. Paul prayed that prayer.
Now, Paul was
give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
It's
a key to victory. I'm telling you. Revelation is a key.
Eddie.
I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. It's a key. Look, the knowledge you have over your enemies puts you ahead of them. God showed me what people are planning. Next month to come. I kill it.
Oh, kuno.
See, that's how I've been saying. Some, when you think I don't know you, come on.
It's not that,
unless God doesn't want me to know you.
I just say, be a nyami beso mama hum.
Those who gossip secretly.
Why would you say
kukwema? But outwardly, they appear so diplomatic and gentle.
And this one there, no ho ye, bok song, sron, 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 bok o.
The best way to do when you are around me, be yourself. That's all.
I see someone who is here. So they will cry.
When I see that is right, I will check you. I will say, hey, this one, check it.
But
when you come and you are trying to be whatever, I just laugh.
Oh, yeah, Look,
there are plotters against your dream.
Now, as you said, for
I am telling you. There are plotters. There are wicked advisors. There are wicked counselors. This scripture, 11:1 and 2 here. Let's go to Ezra chapter 5, chapter 4, verse 5. Ezra chapter
4,
verse 4 and 5.
Ezra.
When they were building the temple, what happened?
You see,
then the people around them, like the people around us,
who
don't want the building,
I want to say they need to
out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. Verse 5. They bribe officials to work against them and frustrate their plans during the entire reign of Cyrus, king of Persia, and down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. You see, do you know the reason why we break and we explain this? Look, Paul said, I pray with knowledge.
Now, Paul, I said, me bomb in him here.
I pray with understanding.
And
I also pray in the spirit.
And I face one by one.
See, when you know what you are dealing with,
give me
5 minutes prayer.
Say, Simanu Pompaya.
We'll bring answers.
And then why
we go to prayer. Hey, let's pray this.
I see a mumpa way.
They don't explain to you.
Yeah, and
so you are just praying.
It's open as again.
Give me that scripture in King James. I like the word counsel. This one is even latest NIV. If you even have 1984 NIV, as for NIV, they have about four versions. Yes, I'm voting for you, media. You are doing well. I hope deliverance will not catch you. The moment you praise them, the next time. No. I say, and I give me a different version of the same verse. Ezra chapter 4, verse 4 and 5. Fine, King James. And hide counselors against them. These are advices.
We have a for
to frustrate their purpose.
So,
all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of Persia. Look, any good thing you are doing.
And the baby, how you know?
The enemy raises advices against you.
Oh, time for no page.
And you know some of these are, they are your friends. This thing cry. You think you can do it?
I do. You cry.
This thing cry. We cry. Sometimes when I look at the committee members,
about I said to the building project, I laugh.
They get discouraged. You can see that I'm. You can see that they. It's just me.
I saw something go on.
He's the one who.
I don't go on. I don't know. I know.
Yeah, tiny cheek. Why this big thing?
I didn't know.
If you don't have money, if you cannot.
Jimmy,
don't do anything for God by your ability. Do something for God by who He is. Then He will make you.
No.
To become like him.
No, I'm so, no, so.
I'm telling you.
Okay,
never do anything for God by your ability.
Look
at him. When I read the trillions of dollars of gold that David reserved for Solomon.
Trillions.
To build the temple.
Solomon.
Say, wow.
I see, yeah.
When you do something, when you purpose like that to do something, that's when God will also make you.
Now, oh, see, but I say, now you've been money. I don't know, so remember, I can see.
I'm telling you.
I'll catch you.
Are you ready to deal with evil plotters?
My God,
why are you quiet? Are you one of them? Are you part of the evil plotters in the church?
Moka, oh, I see,
are you sure? We shall see right now. Kabarakata
kamaya.
Debrakata
kamaya.
Say now.
Now.
Our Father in heaven. It is time.
It is time.
For evil plotters.
For evil
and wicked advices.
Evil plotters.
And wicked advices.
In
our lives.
Alive.
From our father's house,
from
our mother's house,
wherever
they are located,
wherever
they are, from our workplaces,
in
our offices,
in
our communities, within the church,
evil plotters,
and wicked advices against our dreams, against our destiny,
against
our testimony, against our prophetic words, against our expectations,
against our
well-being, evil plotters,
and
wicked advices.
In our family, in this city, in this nation, evil plotters and wicked advisors, as we clap our hands, the blood of the new covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ, be exposed and be shattered. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Clap your hands. Yes, expose them and shatter them. Evil plotters and wicked advisors. Evil plotters. Yes, against our dream, against our destiny, against our testimony, against our prophetic way, against our ministry, against our
Yes, sir. 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 Yes, sir.
Beloved, there is a release.
Amen.
I said there is a release.
Amen.
I said there is a release.
Amen.
There is a release in the house. 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 That traveling door is open.
Amen.
That marriage door is open.
Amen.
That childbirth is open.
Amen.
We are dedicating marriages.
Amen.
We are dedicating babies.
Amen.
We are dedicating business.
Amen.
We are dedicating careers.
Amen.
I see a lot of destiny helpers. What was uncommon to you is now more than common.
Yeah.
I hear a voice say, what is uncommon to
please?
Pastor, if you have some things, come and build an altar for me for this way. What is uncommon to you is now more than common. It's now more than common. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
We receive your word.
Yes, Lord.
We receive your word.
Amen.
We sow into the altar.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We sow into this word.
Jesus.
We receive your word, O God. What is uncommon to us is more than common. It's more than common. It's more than common. The news we have never received. gifts we have never heard. The testimonies we have never given. Lady, the next time you go to your doctor, your doctor will give you a different news. Your doctor will give you a good news.
Amen.
Your doctor will give you a good Amen. News. Your doctor will give you a good news. Amen. Yes. Your health has
Jesus.
Been you have been liberated.
Jesus' name.
Your health has been restored. That was the word I just had for you. Shali gratu karanda. Let break it in.
Jesus name.
Liberated and set
Jesus name.
Yes, I break that aside.
Jesus name.
Over your life. I set you loose and set you free. Sakaraba
sakaraba.
Ileburandu sakaraba sakaraba.
Jesus. Jesus.
Liprokoto kabara. Give me Hosea 7:9.
Hosea 7:9.
Hosea 7:9. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knows it not. Yea, gray hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knows not. Some folks say foreigners have sapped his energy. Let me tell you, when you see people with gray hair, not every gray hair is because of old age. Some gray hair is stress.
It's
suffering.
Thinking.
Some gray hair. It is depression. Some gray hair. It's not old age. Oh, yeah. thinking. Some prayer. He's thinking. Look at what he says. Say foreigners.
Sap.
His strength. But he does not realize it. His hair.
His hair.
Like I'm seeing some people's hair. That's why some people are doing Sakura now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Every supper.
Every supper.
Or drainer.
Or drainer.
In my house.
In my house.
Anything.
Anything.
The enemy has projected.
The enemy has projected.
To sap. My energy.
Spiritual energy.
Mental energy.
Emotional energy.
Physical energy.
Financial energy.
Economic energy.
Anything.
The enemy has projected to sap my strength.
To sap my energy.
Be shattered right now. Sappers and drainers. For my father's house. Sappers and drainers. For my mother's house. Sappers and drainers. In my father's house. In my father's house. In my family. In the church.
In
my office. At my workplace.
In my community, any agent.
to sap my energy.
name.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for the answered prayer.
We
shall continue tomorrow.
I should have to ask you.
This one very much.
We know you have one baby.
Thank God for the answered
prayer.
Father, we thank you,
Father.
We thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for the answered prayer. Oh, Shalan Dali Maharidas.
I am
the Brukutu. Rakabali Brukutu. Yadiri Brada.
Shalakarikaka Brukutu. Sokoro Santana Rakatu.
Yadiri Maka.
We thank you for the answered prayer. We have come to receive our answers, O God. We bless your name, O God.
Librikete Libazandaya.
According to Matthew chapter
13:28.
Saboteurs in the house.
Myself will be.
Saboteurs of your dream.
Myself that year.
Let them be exposed.
Yeah, no,
and be shattered. I release your dreams.
Jesus.
I release your destiny.
Jesus name.
The Lord is giving your dream speed.
Amen.
There is acceleration anointing in the house.
Amen.
Anointing for acceleration.
Amen.
I'm going to accelerate.
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 Amen.
There is speed in the house.
Amen.
There is speed. There is speed.
Amen.
Receive speed. Receive speed. Receive speed. Receive speed.
Receive
speed.
I
hear the voice saying, somebody should write it down for me. I hear a voice saying,
at least Nika say,
I will compensate.
I said, Obese wa nemo
your delays.
Nema kete maono
with acceleration.
Anybody get through
with speed.
Anybody
I am compensating your delay with speed. With acceleration.
Amen.
I am compensating.
Obese wa nemo bio.
Ay. Somebody should write it. I've never heard this before. The Lord is saying to somebody, he said to house that you have waited.
Yes,
the years you have been delayed, he is going to compensate you. He has started compensating you with speed, with acceleration, 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 with speed, with acceleration. If you are clapping, you clap for
them.
For instance,
in fact,
somebody whose marriage has delayed, somebody whose childbirth has delayed, the first pregnancy can be three children.
Oh, mommy and son.
That is how I understand it. But the Lord compensate you.
Amen.
Leave this place with the anointing of compensation.
Amen.
With the anointing of speed.
Amen.
With that of acceleration.
Amen.
With the anointing of speed.
Amen.
Go in the spirit of acceleration.
Amen.
Go in the anointing of acceleration.
Amen.
Go in the anointing of speed.
Amen.
And come back with your testimony.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 And when the roll is called,
name and my name shall never
be. And when the roll is called,
your name and my name.
If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Christ.